Okay, so we have to do a little warning.
Okay.
Today's episode contains a lot of curse words, mostly from you.
I find that very hard to believe. Sailor John.
No. It's all you. Anyway.
No.
This is your last chance to turn it off, or if you got kids in the car, don't listen. Okay? Tomorrow, we promise we'll be better.
Uh-huh.
Sure we will. Enjoy. You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 14th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho.
It is Thursday.
Yes, it is.
How about we have some random facts?
Let's do it.
Weird Al Yankovic's song, Eat It, hit number one in Australia in 1984. It's a parody, of course, of Michael Jackson's Beat It, which only made it to number three in Australia. So, wow, right?
Can you believe it was that long ago?
Shh. Hush yourself.
Hush myself.
IKEA. Okay. You know IKEA, right?
Yes. You may not know this. Okay, go ahead.
They use 1% of all the wood in the world to make furniture.
Really?
1%. That's even the particle board, but it still needs some real wood.
Isn't
with
it all
the
particle
glue.
Board?
Yeah, right? And they use a giant amount of it. Man, it's crazy, right?
Huh.
John Quincy Adams was a member of five different political parties during his career.
There's five?
There were five back in the day.
Jeepers.
I'll list them for you. Federalist, Democratic Republican, that was one. National Republican, Anti-Masonic, and Whig.
The party names were different then, too.
Well, yeah, sure.
The Democratic Party even changed.
Republican Party. The Whig Party changed. Everything changed. Though the Whig Party's still around a little bit. The famous Keep Calm and Carry On posters. Great Britain, of course, have now been parodied a million times.
Yes.
And were never distributed. They made the posters in 1939.
Whoa.
Didn't know that, but decided not to distribute them because they thought it might cause a panic.
What?
Keep calm and carry on with the crown on it. So there you go. Some random facts. I mean, really random.
Those are pretty random, all right.
For today, it is time as we keep calm and carry on for the Who Cares News.
No effing joke. A new study showed that Jonah Hill has overtaken Samuel L. Jackson as the actor who has uttered the most damn swear words in movies.
Wait, no, that's impossible. I don't buy that.
The most damn swear words in movies.
Now, that's something, that's a badge of honor that I think Sam Jackson wears. I mean, you know, it's like he's fucking Samuel Jackson. Give me a break.
He's going to have to make a new movie just to kind of
he's going to make up for this.
Yes.
How can you be belittled by Jonah Hill?
An analysis from the research group Buzz Bingo.
Buzz Bingo. That sounds like a group I'd belong to. Buzz Bingo.
Profanity on Film. That sounds like a group you belong to.
Yeah, that sounds good too.
They said that Jonah's used bad language 376 times in his movies.
Huh.
While Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam. That sounds casual.
Well, he refers himself to Sam.
Yeah. I'd be afraid to call him just Sam.
I'd be afraid to call him Samuel. It's Mr. Jackson to you,
Mr. Jackson. he's only used swear words 301 times.
He's way behind. You know why? Because he's in these kid movies, these Marvel movies, where he can only say a calm profanity. He can't use his trademark F word. Well, actually, it's not the F word when I associate cuss words with Samuel L. Jackson, it's the motherfucking word that he always says. Motherfucker!
Yes.
You know? Uh-huh. He looks so surprised that I would say these words here on the radio.
This is the unedited Who Cares News.
Yeah, right. Well, you'll hear it unedited. If you want to know what I said, download today's podcast. We're not going to edit the podcast.
What was his name in the Marvel movies?
He's Fury. He's Nick Fury. He's Nick Fury.
Well, I think
he's
just
charge a shield, etc.
I think this is what I think, Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
That because you're not Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
Just because you can look at Nick Fury, and every time someone refers to him in a movie, he should refer to himself as "Sit down, motherfucker. I'm Nick fucking the Fury," because the swear word goes without saying.
Oh man!
In the movie, in his character,
it does go without saying, and you can't say those words in a Marvel movie.
No,
no, that's true.
It just goes without saying.
But you know what? It makes you want to go find Pulp Fiction again, because that's really, I think, probably out of that 301. I'm sure they did the, what was it called, the Buzz Bingo, which actually, when you think about Buzz Bingo, it's getting drunk or high and playing bingo. I'm there! I'm there, Buzz Bingo!
Anyway.
I'm sure that's what they do, but you know, most of the curse words that you hear Samuel L. Jackson use in a movie are in Pulp Fiction.
But did you know
no.
that he's in third place?
Oh, man! He's not even in second?
Jonah takes the top spot in the large part because of his role in Martin Scorsese's 2013 film, The Wolf of Wall Street.
The report
claims that it's the most profane movie in terms of language ever, with offensive language used over 700 times.
Wow.
So Leo DiCaprio, Jonah's co-star, also surpasses Jackson.
I can see that.
Report telling 361 uses of bad language.
Oh, my God. Do you remember Leo DiCaprio when he was a young child on Growing Pains?
Yep.
With Kirk Cameron. He was the sidekick. He was his friend, his buddy. And you thought to yourself, this guy's nothing special. You remember that? Mm-hmm. I remember thinking that.
Like, just a
this
cute
guy's
kid.
Nothing. Yeah, he's okay. He's
it's
all right.
It's when his head fit his body.
They kind of gave him a... Right. They kind of gave him some good lines, but everybody thought Kirk Cameron was going to be like the big star.
Yes.
See what happens there. You know, hey, Kirk, I know it's against your religion, but maybe you should have used a few foul words, right?
Leo's close to Jonah, but he just hasn't overtaken him.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Now, Jackson.
Yeah.
Mr. Sam. He makes his swear words count.
Oh, does he now?
Well, yeah. We've all heard him.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like when he says them, he's
throwing
the hammer
down. Nobody can deliver a motherfucker like he can. Nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I can't even.
He throws
it
down.
He totally throws it down.
The swear word mic drop. That's what Samuel L. Jackson does.
I can't see Jonah Hill being as effective as Sam Jackson with a word.
See, that's why everyone assumes it's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Jonah Hill's not
just
convincing.
In your head, you know? It's the little things. It's like Weird Al Yankovic having a number one song when he's parodying Michael Jackson's number three song.
Exactly.
It's the same damn shit. I mean,
all right, so swearing only 9 times per 1,000 words spoken on screen.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good use.
Now, others on the list include Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Denzel Washington.
Really?
Probably from
Training Day.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me. God, that was good.
King Kong.
What was the name of the movie? That was such a good movie. Good movie. You never saw it.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Training Day.
I said Training Day a minute ago.
Okay.
He won a damn Oscar. He won a motherfucking Oscar for that.
God, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton, Seth. You never saw that, did you?
No. But Billy Bob Thornton, I would totally agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's also a foul-mouthed
bad Santa.
Little actress. I mean,
Seth
actor.
Seth Rogen, Bradley Cooper, and Danny McBride.
That came out of my head.
That came out of your mouth and out of your head?
I'm thinking ahead like, okay, we are going to have to edit the hell out of this show to put it on. Danny McBride was... nothing spectacular. He was in The Sausage Party. He was in Angry Birds, the movie. Oh, Tropic Thunder. He was in Tropic Thunder. Danny McBride. I don't know. I see a picture of him. I know him, but it's like, he's forgettable.
All right.
But he cusses a lot, obviously.
Evidently. All right.
Fuck yeah.
Dakota Johnson, we're going to count yours, too.
We are going to count. And yours, too, because you got a little potty mouth. Here.
You use that word like it's a like it's a verb, adverb,
it is a verb,
adjective.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's your favorite word in the whole wide world.
Yeah. I could say it a bunch of times right now. I don't have enough time to edit it out.
Dakota Johnson's reminiscing about her time working with fellow actor Shia LaBeouf.
Dakota.
Shia LaBeouf.
What? Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf.
In a new interview with Marie Claire, it's LaBeouf. It sounds like the name of a dog.
LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
LaBeouf or LaBeef.
Of like a standard poodle or
something. It could be LaBeef.
LaBeouf.
I mean, I that was the same name, I think, that Glenn Campbell's character in True Grit had. LaBeouf. He was French.
I saw True Grit recently. That was awesome. In a new interview with Marie Claire, those mashed potatoes are so creamy. Dakota says she thinks very highly of Shia, who she worked with on the 2019 indie film The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Wow.
So since working with him, she says she's admired his on-screen talents, though she joked, "I wouldn't say to his face," she told Marie Claire. Apparently the Phillies mutual. Last fall when Shia was on Ellen, he literally gushed over Dakota.
He gushed.
Gushed.
He gushed. Okay, you know who I think also I've heard has can have a foul mouth?
Just try harder.
And that's, I can't. I'm, like, my head is like.
Then don't even bother.
But, you know, it's the bit. We have to mention Halle Berry. Maybe you can start mentioning Halle Berry. Maybe you can be lecherous about her. I'm not being lecherous. I have a crush on her. I have a mad crush on her.
See, this is better than you just throwing some crap out there.
I know. It's kind of my nature, though, to throw crap. Anyway.
You are a crap thrower.
I am from way back.
You're a crap flinger.
That's me.
From way back.
All right. Well, we're fucking out of time.
Okay,
there's another one. Ding. Have yourself a great day. We will see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.